cough out to cool lump, doesn't care if he faces now. Cough out to cool lump, this choice is touches at a number of excitus that Hagam that they're not our topic directly over here in Bamatsia, the more Yesidus are pulling. But the Yesidus are so important that it would be irresponsible to not point out, without going into the depth of every one of them, but to point out things which are going to get the Pshat and Tosfos, the amount of Yesidus that comes out of this Tosfos. Now, I'll say them Keseder. The Hachava of them is months of learning in Chulban. I'm not exaggerating. But the Tosfos over here, this little Tosfos over here, has a number of Yesidus which caught the eyes of all the Gedolim and all the Dairis. And let's see it. What happened? There was a story over there that a guy had a corral of Behemoths, and the Behemoths started to go through the gate, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Everyone that went through the gate is potter, because Avra Tachas HaShevet, they went through the under the pole. One of them jumped back in. So now, in my corral, I have 1,000 Behemoths, and a lot of Behemoths, and one of them is potter. And they're all potter because of that, because they're all Sekers. That's the thing. Fact is, Tema the Levatel Beruva the Schayev Kulo Bemeiser. This is a very interesting kasha. Tais says we say Bittel Beruiv. Bittel Beruiv. Hello, you have a Taruv of Behemoths. You have a whole bunch of Behemoths here, okay? And you don't know what's going on here, right? And you have a whole bunch of Behemoths here, and you have 1,000 kosher Behemoths, not kosher, 1,000 Behemoths are Chayev and Meiser, and you have one Behemoth that's Potter, and there's the Bittel Beruiv. And Bottle Roy says that the thing that is the miyot is bottle, loses its identity, gets the din of all the other animals. So since Roy the animals are chayv and meisah, this animal is Bottle Roy. And therefore what? When the animals come through the gate again, the second time, they're all chayv because it's Bottle Roy. If it disappears, it loses its identity. Atkan Tesis Kasha. Tesis suggests three terutzim, which will, by the way, Tesis blives with the Kasha. Tesis suggests three terutzim, which all of them he shlugs up, okay? We'll go through them in a minute. But Tosfos wanted to use the topic of Bittel Beruiv to go ahead and say that you're chayav in Ma'aseh Behemiah. So I have a number of shtels on this Tosfos. On Tosfos Kasha, there's a whole rash in the whole world. All the Gedolei Olam, Chamoizeh Lechem Deshlema, V'chahina V'chahina asked the following Kasha, and I'll ask it in the following way. Watch, you all know there's a famous Oni Gantuf. Okay. The Arigantiv is in Simon Dalid. The Arigantiv had a very, very interesting Shiloh, which is very interesting that a lot of the Achorinim took on like him. I wonder what the Olam says about such a Shiloh. Isn't it a Shiloh? You all know that, what's the classic case of Bittel Beruiv? The classic case of Bittel Beruiv is that I had a pot of kosher meat, and a piece of chazer fell in. And it got lost, I don't know where it is, and a veil fell in. Trefa fell in, I don't know which one it is. You're allowed to eat the meat from the pot, there's a bottle. And Bittel Beruiv says that it's the ball game's over. Atkan. Bittel Beruiv means it loses identity. To even Rishayim will hold, by the way, that you're allowed to eat the whole pot at once if you're able to. Ayivada eating treif because it becomes mutter. That's the isayid of Bittel Beruiv. Bittel Beruiv means it's a bottle. What about the following case? The Arigantus spoke about a case that the whole world rashed about, and the Chavad Shlomo took on like him over here. Pashtas v'chubo. The story is like this. Let's say the din is the Beit Tzitzis. The din is the Beit Tzitzis. The tvia, the spinning of the tzitzis has to be lishma. Okay, the spinning of the tzitzis has to be lishma. That's the string. What happens if you have a bunch of strings of tzitzis, of chutei tzitzis, that are lishma, and a string, which is Shalei Lishma, fell into the Tarovis. It fell into the mix. Do you hear me? You have a bunch of Chutei Tzitzis, right? Which are Lishma, and they're good. And then a string, or two, or three, of Shalei Lishma, Dikit Tzitzis, fell in. And now, it's a big mixture, it's a big Tarovis, it's a big Chalant. And the question is, can you use the string from this pile and use it for Tzitzis? Because some of them are Shalei Lishma, some are Lishma. We don't know what to do. Is a bottle Beruiv and it loses identity or not? Does the miyot get the din or not? What's the Yomsi? Yeah, Shiloh. Now, what's the Shiloh? The Nigantuk was bound up that the Pashtus was the Nigantuk time that you can't use it. Why not? Why can't you use it? You can't use it. You can't use any of the strings over here. Suffolk derives of Lachomer, Suffolk Yisrael Lachomer. You don't know whether you have tzitzis or not. There's two strings out of 100, which are what? There are two strings out of 100 which are not good. You can't use them. I bit the baroiv. What happened to the baroiv? Sender Eligantiv, a famous Yisoyev. Sender Eligantiv, Bittul Baroiv applies the Moshe when you have Yisurim. And the Din of Bittul Baroiv says it's Mivatul from the Mizbatul, the Dinim that the Mizbatul has. The Mizbatul means the things that fell in. For example, a piece of meat that's treif is Asr, right? So the Bittul takes away its Din Isr. You don't have a Din Isr. The Din that you have is a Din Isr. You have it, you came in with a Din Isr, you came in proactively, you're rooting the thing, a piece of meat fell in, and the piece of meat proactively, what? Tarfing Zazach, making the whole thing treif. So Bittul says, you lose your Dinim. Fine. Listen to the beauty of the Eligantiv. You lose your Dinim, but you don't become a Lishma. So Moshe, when a piece of meat falls in and it's treif, right? So your characteristic is that you're treif, your Din is your treif, you lose your treif kite. You lose your identity. Fine. So in a place where the entire problem is that you're treif, you lose your treif kite. You lose your characteristic, you lose your Din. But over here by Tzitzit, it says that Eligantiv, it's not a problem that you have to lose your Din. Say that you don't have, but you have to be a Lishma. Lishma is a proactive thing. Lishma is a Din that in order for a kosher Tzitzit, it has to be a Lishma. Bittul's not going to give you a din of the roiv. Bittul will say that the miyot loses its dinim. The miyot loses its identity. The miyot loses any problems that it comes with. The miyot loses any baggage that it comes with. But if I say that I need a lishma, says I got to understand, the miyot becomes lishma. The miyot wasn't lishma. So the miyot can lose the isser. If you want to know, the miyot's causing problems. So the dinim that the miyot comes with are bottle. But not that the miyot gets the din of the roiv in a positive way. You weren't lishma. So if you need to be lishma, you're not going to get the positive dinim of the roiv. You're not lishma. You'll be standard. You won't be this. You won't be that. I say to any yontiv v'davar poshet that in a case where strings which are shalei lishma fell into a pile of lishma, there's nothing you can do about it. You can't use it because it's a suffix. And the bittul won't help you. Bittul can't give you dinim of the mevatel. Bittul can help you lose your dinim which are causing problems. If the miyot has a problem which is causing a problem, we say it loses its identity, it loses its chashivas, it's as if it's not here. But if I say that I need a chut that was woven lishma or was spinned in the spinning wheel lishma, that you don't have over here, you don't have lishma, it wasn't the lishma, it's going to give you a positive dinim lishma. I say, Zark, we never found that idea in the Bittul, the miyot is going to get the mindless of the mevatel. It loses its chesroiness, but it doesn't get the mindless of the mevatel. Remember when we once talked about Zayin Yantav? What? No. We didn't speak about it then. Maybe remember? Where? What did you say? Chavitz? No. Scott, what are you going to say? Hirsch, very good. Very good. We once spoke about this in the Sukkah by Schach. When you have kosher Schach that get mixed up with puzzle Schach, is Bittul going to help? Ayin Sham, we'll talk about it at a different time when we get to Sukkah Mitzvah Shem Mitzvah, if they stop drilling and I'm still here. Yeah? The Zach's like this. That's the famous Ayyantav. Listen to what happened now. Frank the whole felt. Frank the whole felt. What are you trying to do over here? Listen what the felt is. Reb Chaim Weizi asked, and the Chaim Shleime asked, and everybody asked, the whole world rushed on this thesis. Listen to the kasha. A guy, a behemoth that went through the fence, went through the gate, tachas hashevet, under the stick, he's potter. It's chalap turu. Over tachas hashevet, he's potter. So this guy that was potter went back into the what? He's potter. Now he went back into the mix. He went back into the crowd. So what's Bittul going to do? Bittul could take away problems that he's causing, but a chiyav it can't give him. In other words, if the problem is that you're causing a problem, right? So the problem is you have a problem that what that you're also. So I'll make you lose your iser. But over here is a different problem. Over here the problem is it doesn't have a chiyav. It's potter from Maisa Behema. So how do you want it to get a chiyav? I'm going to give you the din of the what of the roiv. Now you got to say we don't give you dinim of the roiv. The point is you lose your dinim. Say it's you lose your dinim. But the Maisa, you're potter from Maisa Behema. How are you going to get a chiyav? What's going to make a chiyav? Halei, you already got potter, right? Now you want to get a chiyuv back again. How are you getting a chiyuv back again? How are you getting a chiyuv back again? How are you getting a chiyuv back again? You have to get a chiyuv. Where are you going to get your chiyuv from? Because you're part of the roiv. The roiv doesn't give you chiyuv. The roiv could leave you static. But a chiyuv, you don't have. What's going to be machayev you? Lamaisa. What's going to be what? Oh, we'll get to that in a second. He's saying very good. That's the kasha that the Velt asked. We'll get to what he said in a second. So the Velt asks the famous kasha. The Velt asks... Yeah, the Velt asks. The Velt asks that the Velt asks that How can you use Bittul Baroiv over here to go be Mechayiv somebody who's Potter? That's the kasha. How can you use Bittul Baroiv to go be Mechayiv somebody who's Potter? I can take off problems that you bring. I can't go give you Chiyuvim. And the Velt compares it to the case of Tzitzis. One second. So the Velt says the Velt, a lot of people say this, but he said, the Velt says that the problem of Tachas HaShevet, what does that mean? The problem is that Tachas HaShevet means it went past the Shevet, right? So it has a Chisorin called Tachas HaShevet. Says the Velt, Bittul Elachanami doesn't make me Chayiv. All Bittul does is it takes off the problem of Tachas HaShevet. You have a problem, you have a Shtempel, you're a Tachas HaShevet guy, you're a gate guy, you're a guy who went through the gate. So if you're a guy who went through the gate, so the pshat is you have a problem called I went through the gate. So that we say, you went through the gate. Well, get rid of that problem. You're not a gate guy anymore. No, the minute I'm not a gate guy anymore, so then the vote is, the ball game's over. Then I took off the problem. I took off the problem of going through the gate. Yeah? By Lishma, by Tzitzis, it's not a problem. You need to be Lishma. You're not Lishma. So how many give you a dinner Lishma? Bittul Baroiv doesn't give you the pluses that he has. But over here, your entire problem is a minus. The minus is you went through the gate. So by putting you back, you lose your thing of going through the gate. Once you're not a gate guy, and you didn't go through the gate anymore, there's no problem anymore. One second. Then like that hurts? What do you say? You don't like a rubber, right? Why not?
Every animal that you pocket from Isers, that's a still kind of the fact that you pocketed. It's
oh.
Kind of bizarre.
I suppose it is. But I want to address what he said. To explain. He speaks with a few words, and he means very tifa zachar sometimes. I have a very interesting hakira. That's the kasha developed here. The whole Velt got stuck on this thesis. By the way, the reason why I'm stelling on this is very few ideas and reshaining on this hakira learning gantav. So the question really is, what am I using the bittul for over here? I'm using the bittul to go be machai of somebody who was potter. I'm using the bittul to go ahead and take off the problem of went through the gate. You're not a gate guy anymore because you fell into the crowd and you lost that title. So it's very interesting. I just want to say an interesting zach. I once heard from my chavrusa many years ago. He said, I'm worried the gazach. I said, alom de shavur. Chavrusa, I once had. I spoke to this morning, rather about it again. He said a very interesting thought, which is a food for thought. Yesh lachkor. The din that a guy who goes through the gate, he can't be counted anymore because he went past the gate. Is the pshat is that it's a ptor? It's a ptor. A guy who goes through the gate, it's potter from Eisa Behema. You're not going to have Eisa Behema anymore. Or the pshat is that a guy who goes through the gate is already counted and you can't be basically cheshbin in the number 1 to 10 anymore. Because you were counted already, so you don't have a ptor. Is the pshat is you're potter? Well, the pshat is it's a technical problem. I can't count you anymore in the 1 to 10 because you already were counted. So you don't go into the numbers. I'll explain by Chava what I mean in this Chakira. A very interesting Chakira. The din that you give Maisa Behema, listen to a Murdika Chakira. The din that you give Maisa Behema, you give the 10th Behema. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 9, 10. The 10th one you give. How does Oyelam understand? Is it like Truma? Moshe, when I give Truma or Maisa, I give a 10th. Is it pshat? So Maisa, you're pottering the rest. By Meister, you're pottering the rest. Now, by Meister, it's Poshi, you're pottering the rest. Why is Poshi pottering the rest? All the Tvua is Chayiv in Meister. It's Tevel. You're not allowed to eat it until you give Meister and Trumas, okay? So by Meister and Truma, all the Tvua is Chayiv. And when you're giving the 10th, or you're giving the Truma, you're pottering the rest of the Tvua. Is Meister Behemoth the same way? Number 10 is pottering the other 9. The other 9 are not Tevel, by the way. You're allowed to eat the other 9 before Meister Behemoth. But you have a Chayiv. His pshat is that number 10 is a pitering the other 9, that means all 10 are chayiv, every 10 are chayiv, to give 1 out of the 10 to pater them. Or the pshat is you're not patering the other 9. The Maisa Behema means that every 10th Behema has to go to Shemayim. And the way you get to number 10 is you count 1, 2, 3, 4, how do you learn, by the way? Maisa Behema, I count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and Tachas HaShevet, it goes through the gate. And number 10 is patering the first 9. 1 out of every 10 paters the 9. All the pshat is, you're not pottering about the 9, the other 9 are not 10. Because there's a din that every 10th behemoth you have to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do you give it? You count out 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 9, 10. One second. No, that's a different. That's not connected. No. You have a chiyuv to give Meisa Behemoth. That's a mistake. It's a diuk. So, Here it depends. Watch. If the din is that you're pottering the other nine, if you're pottering the other nine, that means this is pottering that. So the poshim shot and going through the gate is you're potter already. You're done. You're potter from yichiv ma'aseh behem. You don't have a chiv anymore from this animal to give ma'aseh behem. If I learn, however, that you don't give for this on that, just the number of 10 is I count 10 behemoths. So what's the problem? You went through the gate. You're potter. You're always potter. The interest is once you went through the gate, you were counted already. You can't become part of a 10. So I'm saying a double chakira. If the pshat is that the number 10 is pottering the other nine, so then I could hear that somebody who went through the gate is potter now, so you're not chayav to give anymore, so I can't go give anymore because you're not chayav anymore. I'm giving from something which is chayav and something which is potter. You're potter from it. But if the word is you never chayav to give ma'aseh behem from the other nine, so the reason why it goes through the gate is potter is not because you're potter. You're potter anyway. But the reason why it goes through the gate is because once you went through the gate, you can't be counted as number 10 anymore. You can't add up to 10. It's a problem in the counting. The third is totally in this. If, so I'm saying a chakira, which is totally in a chakira. I have a chakira whether the tenth is pottering the other animals or it's just counting 10. You have to give the tenth animal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the second chakira as a result of that is, what is the problem when it goes through the gate? Is the problem when it goes through the gate that it's potter? Well, the problem when it goes through the gate is that you lost your count already. You can't be part of the counting. It's a problem of, so here's very geshmak. If the problem is that you're potter, that means Ma'aseh Behema is that you take the 10th Behema and you potter the other animals who were chayiv in Ma'aseh Behema. So then the pshat is, once you go through the gate, you potter. Once I'm potter, what's Bittur going to help me? I'm potter. I'm not an animal to chayiv in Ma'aseh Behema. So you put me back into the chal. You mevatel me. But what made a chiyuv on it? Bittur doesn't give proactive things. I'm lacking a chiyuv. I don't have a chiyuv. I'm potter. Chal potter on me. Once I'm potter, I'm potter. Now I fall back into the chal. I become chayiv. That we don't find that Bittur gives you chiyuvim. But if I learn that the problem is not potter, not chayiv, you're never potter, you're never chayiv, all it is we count 10, the 10th animal we give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what's the problem? You go through the gate. It's not because you're a potter. It's because it was chal and you a name called Tachas HaShevet. A guy who's a Tachas HaShevet guy, he can't be counted in the 10. So then it's very geshmak. When I put you back into the cholent, you lose your characteristic of Tachas HaShevet, and now I can count you again. If the problem going Tachas HaShevet is that you was chal p'tur, and Ma'aseh Behema has to be chayiv, it means the nine have to be animals which are chayiv in Ma'aseh Behema, and when you go through the gate, it's chalap tor in you, you're off the hook. So then I have the kasha, I'll leave it already gone to something that I fall back in. I fall back in, I might not have been proud, but I can't become chayiv as a result of Bittur. Bittur can't make me chayiv. Bittur could take off problems that I have, but it can't make me chayiv when I'm not. But if I was never chayiv b'chal, and the whole inyan of walking through the gate was just that I can't use you anymore to count 10. So then today I'm not coming with a p'tor because there is no chiyuv to begin with. I'm coming with a problem. I have a problem called Tachas HaShevet. I can't be counted. Bittur says you don't have a problem Tachas HaShevet anymore. You lost your negativity. You lost your problem. I lost my problem. Now I can count you again. That's Niflumut. So there's a very, very tifa shayla over here. The tifa shayla is when you went through the gate, you became putter. If when you went through the gate you became potter, then Bittur can't make a guy who's potter chayiv. And the question of whether when you went through the gate you became potter is bechlal a global shayla, are you ever chayiv by Ma'aseh Behema? If the chayiv of Ma'aseh Behema is that you're chayiv in it, is that you're chayiv in it, so then when you're potter, the ball game's over. If the word is I was never chayiv to begin with, so I don't care if you're potter. So what is the problem of going through the gate? It's a technical problem. Once you went through the gate, you can't participate in the counting anymore. It's exeris akosov. So then I fell into the thing. I lost my problem going through the gate. And now we can go ahead and start the whole schedule again. That's the interesting kash of Tais over here. Tais asks over here that's Tais' kash over here. That we should say Bittur Baroyv. The animal should go back in. It should lose its problem of Tachas HaShevet. And now everybody, Mishal Toivu Matlachas is Chayav in Ma'aseh Behema. Says Tais, one second. What? Well, wait a second. Zok Tesis, three terutzim. Terutz number one is Dovah Sheva Minyan. Dovah Sheva Minyan means a zach which is a choshev azach, a zach which you count individually. A zach which is you count individually is not bottle, it doesn't help. Hainu mi derbonet, only derbonet the gedin, but abad mi deraisi, bichayev maisa. Derbonet didn't say a din over here to go be oikir the chayev maisa. So that terutz doesn't go. The kavua nami ain't shayach with Dovah Sheva Isra Ahet and Nikon be you doing. Okay, I have to explain this at length. The whole mice here. Listen carefully. This is part two of Tesis. Part two of Tesis is Tesis have a Teretz on Akasha. What's a Teretz on Akasha? A Teretz on Akasha, it's Kavua. Now I have to explain at length what Kavua means and why this Tesis is a landmark Tesis in Shas, which is not to be believed. Vazra's Dvar, I'll explain. You all know, and I want to use this Tesis opportunity a little bit to teach you something. So part one of Tesis is, Tesis used Bittel over here to take an animal that was potter from Isaac Behemoth to be Machayavit. Okay. The Kuda number two in Tesis is, as follows. The Kuda number two in Tesis was that Tesis says, I have a Teretz called Kavua. Now this Teretz of Tesis raised an eyebrow in all of the Lomdish Sforum, and it goes like this. Watch. You all know there are two dinim in Chulin, which L'Choyra no shaykhs to each other. I say the word L'Choyra. One din is called Bittel B'Roiv, and there's another din called Halach Achar HaRoiv. What are the two dinim? I'll explain B'Hachava. Bittel B'Roiv is, like I said, a piece of tray for meat falls into a pot, and the whole pot's mished. I don't know which piece of meat is which. Bittel B'Roiv says they're all mutter, the whole pot's really allowed to eat because it lost its identity. Bittel B'Roiv, Bittel B'Shishim, that's Bittel B'Roiv, okay? Halach Achar HaRoiv is when there's no Tabruf, is when there's no Bittel. What's Halach Achar HaRoiv? Called the Parish, Ruva Parish. I go into a shopping mall. There are 9 kosher stores there and 1 treif store. And I find a piece of chicken, a piece of meat on the floor. I want to know, is it kosher, is it treif? It's parish. What's parish? Parish means that it separated itself from the source of the suffix. I don't know what it is. I found a piece of meat on the floor. What is it? It came from somewhere. Parish was parish from a store. There are 9 kosher stores. There's 1 treif store. Called the parish, rule parish. We say that it came from the kosher store. That's it. Called the parish. What's the din of kavua, din number 3? What happens if I have 9 kosher stores and 1 treif store? And I didn't find a piece of meat that was perish from the stores on the floor. Rather, I have a suffix which store I went into. It means a guy went shopping in the mall. He finds himself coming out with a bag that says next to the mirror, okay? And he finds a piece of meat in it. He doesn't know where he got it from. Did he get it from the kosher store? Did he get it from the trefer store? He has no idea. He doesn't remember. Now, over there, you don't have a suffix that was perish. It didn't leave the place. I have a suffix. My suffix is watch in the makam of the kvias. My suffix is chal in the kvias where the stuff is. The trefer stuff and the kosher stuff is. I have a suffix, which store did I go into? That's called kavua. The Gemara learns it out of a pasuk. It's not important where right now. The Gemara learns it out of a pasuk of kol kavua kemechza mechza dami. The Gemara learns it out of a pasuk of kol kavua kemechza mechza dami. When it's kavua, meaning, watch what I'm saying, when the suffix is in a kavua at the place, when the suffix is in the makam of the kvias as opposed to the parking lot, we pass it as half-half, there's no right over this. I repeat. There's a din called the parish rural parish. When I have a suffix where a piece of meat came from, if the suffix is in a state of parish where it left the source of the suffix, so then we say what? Then we say we go pasa roiv. However, what happens if the suffix is in the place of the kvias, in the shops? Which shop did I go into? Not the meat where it came from. So then we paskin hagam statistically it's the same suffix. We say kol kavua when the suffix is by a kvias, we paskin you don't go pasa roiv. Out context. It says Tosis have a teretz on the kasha here. Well, like the suffix is, what's the suffix over here? It's in a makom kavua. Where's the suffix? The suffix is, there's animals, you have a corral. And I have a corral, I have kosher animals, I have treif animals. So it's a makom kavua, correct? It's in a kavua. The suffix is in the makom kavua. I'm not talking about that an animal walked out and went somewhere else, okay? We're talking about a case where the suffix is in the kvias. Have a suffix of a cholum to have animals, have a whole taroibus of animals, and have in the suffix one animal which is a suffix, and the suffix is chal in the makam of the kvua. That means that's where the suffix is. We're not talking about a case where an animal left the crowd and moved on. The animal left the crowd and moved on. That's a different stuff. We're not talking about that. But we're not talking about that an animal left the crowd. The topic of Bittel B'Roiv is that an animal went into the corral. The corral is a makom kavua. That means it's chal. What is in this corral? Where is the trefasach, correct? That suffix is in a makom of kvias. I have a corral. All the animals are standing around with their arms folded. And we don't know which animal is this with it. So the suffix is in a makom kavua. Fensoktais have a teretz. By kavua, we don't say what? We don't say roiv. So the Velt had a huge geshrei over here. The Velt had a huge, huge geshrei. Why? Tesis mixed Taidu with Kush. Why do you mix Taidu with Kush? The topic of Tesis was Bittel. The Yisayid of Kavua is the Yisayid by Holchen Achar Roiv. There's two dinim. There's one thing called Bittle, when you have a Tarovis and something Treif mixes up with something Isser, and it becomes one big Tarovis, one big Cholent. So we paskin that the Isser is bottle in the Roiv. It disappears, it loses identity. Now there's another Shiloh. There's a Shiloh Holchin Achar Roiv. When I have a suffix on an object, I don't have a Tarovis, and I want to know what is this object. So over there we say, if it's Porish, if it came from a place, if it separated itself from the Kliyas, then we use the Roiv of Holchin Achar Roiv. We use the statistical Roiv of 9 kosher sauce, the paskin of this piece of meat, because the meat's in a state of Porish, okay? Because the meat's in a state of Porish. And in a case where the suffix is in the stores, then we say Kavua. That's halacha in the rules of Holchin Achar Roiv. When do I go busser a roiv to use a roiv to be machria on an unidentified piece of meat? When the suffix is on the piece of meat, when the piece of meat left the kvias. When the piece of meat is came, where the suffix was held in the kvias, we don't say the din of holchan achar roiv. What's it with our tesis? Our tesis is talking about the din of bittel. For example, the Rosh says that bittel means that loses identity, you're allowed to eat the whole chalent in one shot. The reason why that you're allowed to eat the piece of treif of meat is not because I pask it, oh, this is from the roiv. It's because it lost its identity. So what's that to do with the din of kol kavua kemech tavechadomi? Kol kavua kemech tavechadomi says that when you want to use the tool of using a statistical roiv to pask it what this thing is, so I say, it depends. If this thing is Pyrish from the Roiv, then you can use the statistical thing to say what it is. And if the suffix was Chal in the place where it is, then you can't use the statistics of Pascal. Over here, I'm not using statistics to Pascal what the piece of meat is. Over here, I have Bittel Baroiv. I want to say that the thing lost its identity because it drowned in the Roiv. It lost its identity. Bittel Baroiv. What does that do with Kavua? There's two different tools. One tool is that when A falls into B and B is Roiv, A loses identity. A lost, like I just finished saying, A loses its identity. Finished. So I have it. That's the problem. So you're asking why I'm allowed to eat it? Not because the Roiv paskin that this is kosher. It's potable Roiv. It lost its identity. It's gone. Especially in the Rishonim who hold that you're allowed to eat the whole pot. What's that do with Kavua? It looks like a printing mistake over here. It's a famous kasha. Kavua is a din that when I use a Roiv to paskin what an object is, rules. Holchin achar haroiv. You have a suffix what something is, and have a piece of meat. And I want to know what is it. So I have a roiv over here. Have a roiv. There's 9 kosher stores which tell me what it is. They tell me a narrative. They tell me what it is. So it depends where the suffix was chal. The suffix was chal when it left the roiv, then we go with the roiv. If the suffix was chal in the kvias, we don't go basa roiv. The bittel has nothing to do with going basa roiv. Bittel has nothing to do with going basa roiv. The reason why I'm allowed to eat a piece of meat, by the way, is not because I say, oh, mistama, this is from the kosher meat. That's not what bittel baroiv means. That's not what bittel baroiv means, by the way. That's not what bittel baroiv means. That's not bittel baroiv. The reason why I'm allowed to eat the piece of meat is because the treif was bottled, and the treif lost its identity. So it's a meal, I'm allowed to eat it because the treif is not here anymore. That's the reason why I'm allowed to eat it. So what does that have to do with this? As I fract the whole belt on this twice is mixed, two topics, they're all shachas to each other. Kavua is a din in the din of holach acharev. When I want to use roiv to tell me a story, bittel baroiv doesn't mean that roiv tells me a story, by the way. Bittel baroiv means that when a piece of treif of meat falls into a pot of kosher meat, it loses identity. It's bottled baroiv. When you get mixed with a roiv, that's wherever it's learned out of, it doesn't make a difference. It's a big tome of where it's learned out of. But there's a thing called bittel baroiv, and you lose your identity. Once you lose your identity, the ball game's over. So when you tell me it's kavua, what's kavua? Kavua is a halacha in when you want to use a roiv to paskin on something, and you want to use a roiv to tell you a story. It is a klal. When the suffix was chal, was the suffix chal when it was pirish from the roiv, or when the suffix is in the roiv in the store in the stores themselves? But I'm not using roiv to paskin. Bittel roiv means you lost your identity. So you're allowed to eat a piece of meat not because roiv of the mistama. This was the kosher meat. When a guy does bittel, why are you allowed to eat a piece of chaser? Because mistama was kosher? No, that's not the reason why you're allowed to eat it. That's not the reason why you're allowed to eat it, because mistama it was the kosher one. You're allowed to eat it because it was bottle baroi. We take on, everything became mutter. You lost your identity, you lost your soul, you lost your metzias. So that's with kavua. One second. Hey, that's a different kosher. Why it's not that, but that's not what this kosher was, okay? So the answer is, shteta big chiddush. In what together of kavua is when you have 9 stores. So he said to Reb Shimon and others, normally the understanding was, the normal understanding of Kavua was like this. When you have 9 kosher stores and 1 treif store and you find a piece of meat in the parking lot, So the nine kosher restores paskins, and this is kosher. When the suffix is kavua, this is exeris akosif, you don't go past the roif. So the poshim shot, when the suffix is in the kavua place, is that we don't go past the roif. Roif doesn't talk on such a suffix. That was the poshim understanding. In which case, there's no bearing over here, because we're not using roif to talk over here, we're using betel roif, which is a different element. That's Aleph, okay? Reb Shimon and the Achrayim built from this thesis that the reason why by Kavua we don't go past the Rav is not because it's a halacha that we don't go past the Rav. The Velt says that the Pshat is because when there's a Kavua, the Kavua is not called a Miyot. The Kavua has a din of Mechza. The Kavua, a Chosh of a Kavua, has a Chashivas like half. I repeat. This, that when you have a suffix in a makam kavua, we don't go basa roiv. If it's because of halacha that we don't go basa roiv, it has no bearings over here, because here I'm not using roiv over here. Over here it's bittul roiv. But if the reason why when you have a suffix in kavua, we don't go basa the roiv is because the Torah gave kavua chashivas of hef. So that chashivas could be true, say legabi oslinam basa roiv, say holchim basa roiv, say bittul roiv. When you have an isser which is kavua, the isser which is kavua has a shem of mechza kemechza. And that applies, say legabi holchim acharoiv, say legabi bittul roiv. I repeat. The normal understanding of kavua was that when you have a suffix in the kavua, the Torah says you don't use the roiv. When you have a suffix of which store you went into, you can't use roiv. If that's true, over here I'm not using roiv. Over here it's bittul roiv. It's different zachin gansin. Says Reb Shimon in different places that the Yisrael of kavua is not the pshat that you don't use the roiv to paskin. The Yisrael is that a isser, which is kavua, has a chashivos of half. Kemechzal mechzadami. If that's true, so that could be true even legabi bittul roiv. Also, that's a very, very important idea, which is negayat over here. Then number three, says Taisus, Uberi Anami, a third teretz. By the way, so what's Taisus? So why don't we say kavu over here? Says Taisus, something which is not nikkur, which is in a taruvis, doesn't have the mail of kavua. The chashivas of kavua is something which is nikkur that I can see. If it's a taruvis and it's not nikkur, so then it doesn't have the mail of kavua, and we don't say the din of kavua kamechza mechza dami. You could all ask obvious question. So Taisus in his kasha could have asked the kasha on what? If Tosis had a Havmin over here, Kavua applies, he should have asked his Kash on what? On every bit of Baroiv. How do you ever do a bit of Baroiv? Every bit of Baroiv is Kavua. The suffix is on the thing right now. The Yisr is Kavua, no? So what Tosis asked Kash over here for? How do you, Tosis says, maybe I'll tell you a Teretz that you can't do a bit of Baroiv over here when the animal jumped back into the corral because the Yisr is Kavua. Every bit of Baroiv, the Yisr is Kavua. What's every case of a bit of Baroiv? You have a challenge and there's a piece of Yisr in there and it's here. And you want to know what's here, right? So how do you ever do bittul baroiv? Why do Tosis Akashi? It Tosis Akashi and Gorom Bometzia that Bob Mebeis when the animal jumped back into the corral and he says no, maybe it's kavua and he says no, kavua is not going to sing you. You have a tzad that it's kavua. That's why it's not bittul. So every time you do bittul baroiv, it's kavua. Every time you do bittul baroiv, the piece of Yisra is here in front of you and you want to know what it is. The suffix is in the place of kavua. What does Tosis think? It's a pella otzanamish. So Tosis in Bechulin. I can ask the kasha every bit of Baroiv. But over here he doesn't ask it. Over here he only asks it on our case. Tosis third teretz is Uberi Anami, maybe it's a beria. Beria is a zach, which is a complete creation of itself. Kedushis Becholim. Tosis over there says, when we say the Yisoid of Beria, or we don't say the Yisoid of Beria, it's not Nege over here. You can't say there was no Roiv. This is four possible rules. One is there was no roiv, one it's a beria, two is it's kavua, three it's four it's a davar shel b'minyan. So Tosis Blavshar. Comes along to Tosis Rosh over here, and this is very well to speak about today. Comes along to Tosis Rosh over here in the end, slowly. I have to go slowly here. And Tosis Rosh says, a davar neira. Says the Tosis HaRosh, slowly. A teretz has shocked the world. The Kadmonim, the Shmeitzer, had this Tosis HaRosh, not in the Tosis HaRosh that we have. They had it brought down on the Shita Mekubetzes. Rekiv Eger poured a sea of ink on this Tosis HaRosh. You can't imagine how much. The Tosis HaRosh over here said a teretz on Tosis, that Poshet shocked the world. We'll go slowly. But Oyd Yeshlema says the Tosis HaRosh, Avadi have a roiv here. It's not too late. You can't imagine how much ink and blood was spilled on this Taisa Rosh. He said a Zach that changed the rules of all Cholim. He said a Taisa Rosh. Why is he asking Akasha? There's Roiv? There is Roiv. I said, let it be Maisa Behema. He said a Taisa Rosh. That Maisa Behema we learned yesterday in the Gemara needs a what? Has to be what? A Siri what? Vadai. A Siri Vadai. Roiv is not called a Siri Vadai. Roiv is very nice. Roiv is wonderful. Roiv you paskin. Roiv you eat it. Roiv you do this. Roiv you do that. But, says the Tais Rosh, says the Tais Rosh, Roiv is not a vadai. Can't imagine the explosions that went off. Roiv is not vadai. Why? We'll see in a few minutes. Roiv is not vadai. Roiv is not a vadai. All of us ask. B'chalotei rekula. You paskin? Roiv. No, no. But a vadai is not. You can rely on the roiv. But a vadai is not. You need a stevie. Vadai. Right, not called Vade. This is Tosfos Rosh. Now, let's dissect this Tosfos Rosh. The story begins like this. Aleph. Let's dissect Tosfos Rosh. There are two ways how I can go be, take this animal and go be Machayev. I want you to understand. Have the animal, or I can jump back in the corral. Bear with me now. So Mr. Potter, guy who went through the gate, jumped back into the corral. Mr. Potter Aranga jumped back in the corral, right? So now I have a problem that the corral has a Suffolk Potter inside of it. Now there are two mechanisms that can help me resolve the problem. Mechanism number one, which Tesis is what? What did Tesis ask? Bittul Roiv. It lost its identity. The minute it jumped in, it's gone. That's one kasha. There's another way of resolving the problem. What's the other way of resolving the problem? What I do is I give all the animals a kick and I move them on. They stop standing around. So one of the animal wanders out. Nach b'shinu v'naidi, give it a kick and let it get moving. Okay? So one of the animals is pirish. No, an animal comes up, arbitrary animal comes up now, and we say, hello, good morning. You want to participate in mitzvah ma'isa behema? He says, oh, I'm a Suffolk. So we say, I'm oretz, I'm oretz, pasnish. Call the Holchem Acharei, where are you coming from? You're coming from a shopping mall. 1,000 behemoths which are chayiv and 3 which are potter. So we separate you. No, I have a trick I can do. Guy says, look here, he wants to be machayiv. He doesn't want to leave all his animals potter. Don't live a bidyev edik life. So one trick is bittul roiv, that when it jumped back into the corral, when it arang it jumped in corral, it lost its identity. It's not making mitzvah. Then there's another trick we can do over here. What's the other trick you can do? You can do a second trick. You can tell the animals, give them all a kick, and get them to start to move. Now, once one of them moves, so one of them trotted out of the corral, and he says, here I am. So he say to you, are you chayiv, you potter? You're chayiv. Why are you chayiv? Call the parish. You become a parish. I make you into a parish. I make you into separation. I move you out to the parking lot. I say, call the parish. You're a parish. You came from a crowd of 1,000 animals, which are chayiv, and 2 is a potter, correct? The terrace of the Tosfos Rosh is going on which kasha? Tosfos, by the way, did not ask both kashas. Which kasha did Tosfos ask? Which tool did Tosfos want to use over here? He wanted to use the bittul roiv. He says clearly he asked bittul roiv. Bury all the terutzim. But the Tosfos Rosh asked another kasha. He asked, forget about bittul roiv. Lost bittul roiv. Leave all bittul roiv. There's another way of getting the animals to be chayiv. Nach mishinu. Give it a slap. V'naidinu. And they'll move. And then you're done one by one. This one, what are you? Call the parish, Meru parish. And what are you? Call the parish, Meru parish. And what are you? Call the parish, Meru parish. My rabbi said, this teretz, that roiv is still a suffix. On what is it a teretz l'chayra? On which kasha? On the kasha of holchin achar a roiv, because we give the animal a kick and we say, get on with the show and move it, and move out of the kvias? Or with the teretz on bittul b'roiv? L'chayra, it's not a teretz on bittul b'roiv. L'chayra, it's not a teretz on bittul b'roiv. The chayr is not a teretz on bittul b'roiv. Bittul b'roiv, the Rosh says in Cholin, you're allowed to eat the whole chalmon pot. That's called a suffix. That's called a chalei suffix. Bittul b'roiv means you lose your identity. Bittul b'roiv means you're over. The Rosh holds you're allowed to eat the whole pot. The lashon of the Rosh is iser nefach leheter. The lashon of the Rosh in Cholin Perek Zayin is iser nefach leheter. You become mutter. That's what bittul means. You lose your identity. You become mutter. You lose your iser. That's called that it's a suffix, not a vaday. Is the chayr or not? The Rosh said this teretz on a different kasha, not Tosfos kasha. Taisis, the Kashmir should have bought the the minute that animal went back into the corral, you lose your identity and you become a guy who's high. That's why Nigantha's problem we spoke about. The Rosh asked a different Kashmir. You see, the Rosh has two Kashmirs? The Rosh explicitly has two Kashmirs. The Rosh starts off with one Kashmir called Bitabaroiv. And that we have a Pachkarai, Kabua, Beria, Drabana, Zeraisa. Then there's another Kasha. Give the animal a kick, let it march, and then you'll pass it one by one. It's a way of resolving the problem. What do you mean they're all potter? Kafa's that when they're potter. Why potter? Kick them, move it out, and then you'll have a case of a Holkanach Aroy. And that he answers what? He answers he can't because it's philosophic. It's philosophic. Suffic. What about that? You think you can rely on it, but it's a suffic. Hold on. But if I hold that it's Bittel Baroy, if I'm handling Bittel Baroy, not going to help Lechayer. Why? Bitabaroiv means it's an Efach Lehetter. You lost your identity completely. The ball game's over. This is, by the way, a beautiful way of bringing out the Havana of the difference between Bittel and the difference between Holch and Acharoiv. Bittel means you lose your identity. It's an Efach Lehetter. You drown. You get drowned in the Cholent and you become Cholent. The din of Holch and Acharoiv is a Pesach. I want to go ahead and paskin that you came from the Roiv. That sucks. A suffix, not a vade. It's not a siri vade. We can rely on it, but it's not a siri vade. I want to tell you that the Shmaitza, in Shmaitza Beis, Perek Tosvov, takes this Shita Mekubetzes and he says, the Fima Shekosa B'Shita Mekubetzes, the siri vade v'la siri suffix, v'hainu da'af al-kach, I want to read the words of the Shmaitza inside, the Hilik Ektsois. Shmaitza Beis, Perek Tosvov. Alphak after on a holkin basa the porish me ruah porish. The Shmaitza learns that the rush was going on the dinner called the porish ruah porish. You left the roiv, even though we pass him like roiv. Einoi ella mitzad halacha, aval einoi vaday ve einoi misfar will learn me the porish as ruah. The yachol is the porish min amiyat kumay min a roiv. Yeah, Maisa. This Shmaitza shook the world. The Shmaitza said, you know what the Tzivos is saying? When you find a piece of meat in a parking lot and there are nine stalls, called the porish. Meruba Parsha came from the Rav, so you always learned that's statistics, right? Statistics plus, because this is where it came from. It says that Shaitza, if thou be Pshat, why is it called a Suffolk? The Torah said that it's a Rav. Rav says this is what it is. That's the narrative, right? That's how we always said Rav. Called it Parish. We take on that it came from that Rav. It says the Shaitza, and the Hakim Tais Rosh called it a Suffolk. That's a Vaday. Dropped the Shaitza an atom bomb that changed the world. He says, state in this Tais is a Rosh. That called the Parish, Meruah Parish, is a halacha of Olemi Svara, because there's no reason statistically why it came from the Roiv more than it came from the Miut. So what if there's nine kosher stores? Who cares? Hey, the Lashon. The Yachal Lias, the Parish min Hamiut, Kamoy min Haroiv, the Einoi Misvara, Lema, the Parish Jason Meruah, it's halacha. When there's a Roiv, the Torah says, follow the Roiv. It's not because of the Svara, it's not because of statistics. And statistically speaking, the Shmaitza says, there's not a higher chance that it came from nine stores, it came from one. It came from a store. Which store it came from? It could be from Czech, it could be from Kosher. The fact that there's nine kosher stores is not a reason to say that there's a higher chance it came. Says the Shmaitza, that's the only reason that I can understand that that's why it's called a Suffolk. If the Pshat of Holchanach HaRoev, which is a derisa de Kadin, would be a Svara, would be statistics, why is that called a Suffolk? It's about that. We pass it. The Torah says, this is what happened. So that's how the Shmaitza learns the Tais Rosh, and he clearly learns that the Tais Rosh Teretz was going on the other Kasha, the Kasha of Holchanach HaRoiv. That means there's two tricks I can use to go ahead and reignite this corral. Either I say that the Potetika animal that went in became Baltab HaRoiv, lost its identity, so today there is no Potetika animal here. Or, if I can't do that, I have another trick. I can start to get the animals moving, take one by one, and on every animal say, call the Parish, Meruba Parish. On that, the Tais Rosh said, no, that's a suffix, not a vaday. Says the one he called, says the Shmaitza why. Because there's no statistical reason to say. Again, what's the beauty? Bittel Barev is not based on statistics. Bittel Barev is not based on statistics. What's Bittel Barev based on? That when you lose your identity in the Roiv, so you lost your identity. It's not because of statistics. Bittel Barev says that when A falls into B and B is Roiv, A loses its identity, A loses who it is. Say this, so then that's a vaday, that's a vaday, that's a suffix, that's a vaday. You look, where did the Tais Rosh say his Yisoid that it's called a Vade, not a Suffolk? That's a Gabi, a new Kasha. That means, Tais Taka doesn't say this, why doesn't Tais say this, Teretz? Because Tais never asked, call the Parish, take one animal at a time and be Parish from the Roiv, like a shopping mall. What did Tais ask? Tais' Kasha was, Bittel Baroiv. Stasis tried Kavua, like we explained. Stasis said Tapamedaminian, like we explained. Stasis tried to say there's no rave, like we explained. Stasis tried to say Berio. But Stasis can't answer, I see your value, I see your suffix. The body is its bottle, loses identity. It's not a word of statistics. But Stasis Rush asked a different kasha. Stasis Rush asked the kasha, there's another trick to do over here. Forget about Bittul Rave. You can give the animal a kick and let it move out. Let the animal leave the corral and then I'll have a suffix. What is this animal? And I'll say, call the parish, we will parish. And then I say, call the Rupar Posh. Well, what's that? Mazer. Roy said that this is kosher. It's a father, it's only a suffix. Why? Because it's not a statistical Yisrael. As you say, the Shmaitz of Shana and Teisa Rosh. The problem with that is that true that Teisa Rosh only said this as a teretz on the kasha of Kol the Parosh, or he used it as a teretz also on Bittul? How did I learn this morning? He says it on both, correct? He says it on both, correct? At the last line of Teisa Rosh, he says that he's using this teretz to answer both the problem of Kol the Parosh and also the teretz of what? A Bittul, as a Zokter. To make matters worse, the Ritva Chadoshos and Tapas of Zayim et al. Explicitly says this teretz on Bittul. The Ritva Chadoshos on the top of Zayim et al. Explicitly says this teretz on Le'asir Yivad, Le'asir Yisofik. He says it on Bittul. And the big kasha is, Bishlam, if you were handling the mechanism of Kol the Parosh, I can tell you that Kol the Parosh, which says this is A, B, and Z, it's not a Vaday, it's a Sofik. You're allowed to fear the Chazal, you're allowed to take on like that, that's Beseder, but it's not a Vaday. But if you're talking about Bittul Beroy means that the Yisrael loses its identity. So what it means the Sofik's not a Vaday, you're allowed to eat the whole thing. Yisrael Efach Le'Israel, it's not statistical Zach. If it's based on statistics, you say there's no statistics over here. But if it's right that the Yisrael turns into Heter, so this is Teisa Rosh's favorite. Teisa Rosh says that the din of Roy all over the Torah is a din what? It's a din Sofik, it's not a Vaday. And that set off pages and pages of Kiveger of Raya's from all over that it's not like that. Maybe I'll mention it tomorrow. I want to say what I just said in this thesis here. I said three Velt Yisraelis here in this thesis. And what I left off of the Kasha. Yisrael number one is the thesis wanted to use Bittul Beroyev to go be Machayev, animals which are potter from Isa Behema. That's Meshach Shaykhis to the famous Oinigant of Shiloh. That could be a Shiloh whether you're potter or not. Second thing is thesis wanted to use Kavua as a Teretz. Kavua is a rule which applies by the Shachar. It depends what the problem of Kavua is. The third thing, Teis Rosh drops the teretz and says, ha, Roiv, Roiv's not a Vade, need a Siri Vade. So I declared, A, what was he going on? If he's going on, but the Rav doesn't make sense. So you have a Yetzirah to say, he was going on the other, a new Kasha. That's why he didn't ask, a different Kasha. Kasha was, that there's another mechanism, like he was called the Parish over here. And that he set up Bob Chiddush, which shocked the world. That we know, B'chol Terekulu, we go Basar Roiv, it's not a Sofik, it's not a Vade, it's only a Sofik. Well, we'll leave you off with Shver, that the Mashmah Teis Rosh, he was coming to answer the Kasha Bittul Beroyev also. And on Bittul Beroyev, L'chera, why do I care if... What do I care if it's a Siri Vada, the last Siri Sofer, Bittul Beroyev, L'chera, is a Vada, L'chera, L'chera, L'chera.